Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey Siri, give me H-Town Soccer.
Talking all things Houston Dynamo FC. This is the official Dynamo Theory Podcast. We are Forever Orange. Welcome to Orange Talk, a player segment of the official Dynamo Theory podcast. We are joined by a very special guest, one of the most recognizable players of the Houston Dynamo. This is midfielder Memo Rodriguez. Memo, welcome to our show.
Yeah, thanks. Thank you. Thank you, Rudy and Christian, for having me. Have a nice time to talk. So, you know, we get it going.
Let's go. Memo, you're entering your sixth straight season with the club after spending time in the USL with RGV and Charleston, obviously. And you originally signed your homegrown contract with Houston back in 2015. But I don't know, you may know this, obviously, but you at 26 years old, you're currently the only player with more than 100 appearances for the club right now. And which is crazy. And you've been there the longest, too. That's kind of crazy stat, right, at 26?
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. I mean, you had all the older guys like Boniek, who was there for a long time. I didn't know that, actually. So good for you to tell me. So, I mean, it's pretty special. I mean, it's just really everybody knows pretty much the whole story that I went through about being patient and hard work. So, you know, obviously, you want to keep building on that and, you know, try to do my best to help this team win every year and get the best out of me. So it's actually pretty special to do it for your hometown club and, you know, hopefully 100 more games to continue.
Yeah, man, we hope that too. And obviously there's a new era in Houston, and I'm sure like fans, the players like yourself must be pretty excited, you know, for this new fresh start. But Memo, before we jump into, you know, the right now and the future of the Dynamo, I do have a few questions kind of past seasons, if you don't mind, but, Memo, the last two seasons obviously were tough for Dynamo, right? It was and for the world, I would say. But you know, now that you had some time to digest, you know, and look back of how insane was the 2020 season compared to the rest of your career?
I mean, it was a crazy world we were living in. Obviously, with the pandemic happening, we play our first game against, I think, the Galaxy. You know, so we're always stoked about that season to happen. Obviously a new coach came in, Tablet was his first year, and we were pretty excited about him and the team to progress that season. And then obviously the shutdown happened, players undecided, or the league undecided if we were going to play a league or not. So it was pretty tough for everybody, for players, staff, and everybody, all the organizations, all the clubs around us. So we're patiently waiting, and then we get, you know, hey, you know, we might start a league in Orlando, in the bubble. So I think I can speak for a lot of the players that it was tough training from home. I'm doing some exercises in the house. I'm trying to find the park with the least people to run at. Obviously, it was a crazy time to be in, but we had to prepare the best way possible in order to try to get some fitness. Just trying to hear the report back time for that tournament in Orlando.
Yeah, I mean, you were basically doing history, right? I'm sure we'll look back in 20, 30 years, 50 years, and we'll kind of mention about how the pandemic pretty much shut down all the sports, which, you know, even like World War One and World War Two didn't really do to sports. But looking a little forward, the club had a positive start to the 2021 season, but ultimately ended last in the Western Conference after a long winless stretch. How difficult was it, Memo, to not have like a good outcome after, you know, all the hard work that you guys put in the season?
Yeah, I mean, it's super tough for players and staff and the whole organization. You know, when you go through periods like that, I think we did our best You know, we had meetings, individual meetings with players, meetings with staff, you know, what can we do right? What are we doing wrong? And at the end of the day, you know, we always gave our best effort to get the results that we wanted. Obviously there was some cases where, you know, we were unlucky, we didn't finish our chances. So players, staff, you know, we were super frustrated. Obviously we want to win. That's what we play this beautiful game. But we just try to stick together as best as possible, because we always knew that always the fans were there since day one as well. Because every time, I say it all the time, if we lose, the fans lose as well. And, you know, it's heartbreaking to see their team lose, because their passion for the club, you know, they spend their hard earned money to see us win. So it's a little bit frustration for both sides, players, because we want to win and we want the fans to have that excitement that they deserve. So frustrating season, obviously. We'll look back and learn from it. And, you know, it's part of the beautiful game. We got to move forward and do our best to, you know, improve for the next season.
Again, you know, because of all this and maybe a little bit even before that, you know, Ted Siegel bought the team in the middle of last year. Have you gotten the opportunity to talk to him, or did he talk to the team on his expectations and maybe his commitment to the club shortly after taking over? Is that something that you can share with us?
Yeah, I think he's been out to our training sessions a few times, you know, presented himself, obviously, his ambitions. Obviously he probably didn't mention everything that, you know, he was wanting to do, but he has been an owner that's been to training sessions and speak to us, I think maybe 2-3 times. So, you know, that's positive. Looking back at, you know, that he's there, he's committed, he's ready to work, he's ready to change the pathway to the club. Obviously, that's what every player wants to see, every staff, to see an organization thrive with the new owner and, you know, show his ambition, his commitment to the team.
All right. Well, once again, I'm Christian. You know, nice to meet you. Thank you again for taking the time. And my questions were, you know, were, I guess, kind of where Rudy left off. You know, you being a guy that, you know, has been in the club, you know, literally from almost the beginning of, like, you know, 2006, 2007, obviously, as a youngster. And you were, you know, there, you know, throwing the balls back to the players and stuff like that, you know, in your early days. And you get to experience, you know, those glory days, I guess we could say. And obviously, you know, you also experienced the rough patch, you know, that we kind of went through. And now with the Pat coming in, Pat Onstad, you know, if you guys don't know, live under a rock, Onstad obviously is the new GM. Have you, you know, like, does that give you, have you seen any glimpses? Have you, you know, do you feel like, you know, maybe those days will come back?
Yeah, I mean, I think the club is going in a positive direction. Obviously, there's a lot of work to be done. But obviously, I think with Ted and Pat and obviously Paolo, the new head coach, I think they have that vision to bring the team back to its glory days. Obviously, Pat's been part of the club when they won the championship. Paolo was around when they played the Dynamo, the Dominican Dynamo. Obviously, they know how hard working that team was. They didn't have the most talented team, but they always had the hardest, the hardworking team that, you know, the teams that they wanted to play against. You know, they're a team that was, you know, fight to the end for 90 minutes and they wouldn't give up on any balls. But it's super positive to see that the club's going in the right direction. And obviously me being from Houston, seeing both sides of it, the good side and the bad side, you know, it's a new year and hopefully super optimistic about this season. And, you know, everybody's ready to go to work and see this club thrive again.
And going maybe a little bit deeper, you know, obviously we do have a new head coach now for the Dynamo. Have you been able to talk to him? Have you met him? You know, is there conversations that maybe you could share with the fans or maybe what he expects of you as a player?
I mean, we haven't had a super in detail conversation, but obviously, you know, got to meet him when, you know, we do our workouts in the off season, you know, met him. Obviously presented myself, he presented himself, and obviously he has a lot of work to be done. So I don't think he really shared like all his ambitions. And obviously I know he's a hardworking guy that know him kind of as a player of how he played in Sporting. You know, he's a hardworking guy that, you know, is always trying to pressure the ball. And tactically, I don't know what obviously he's going to expect from everybody, but obviously the club hired him for a reason, and hopefully we see him have this club and go to the positive direction that everybody wants to see.
And then the last one on this section, it would be, you know, for you personally, what does Memo expect from Memo, you know, in 2022?
You know, be a leader. I mean, obviously, I've been here for a long time. This would be my eighth season, if I'm not mistaken. Obviously, I think last year was super frustrating as individually as a player, also collectively as a group. I didn't think I met the expectations that I had for myself and for the team. So obviously I've been working hard this offseason to try to, you know, prove that, you know, I'm able to change games to help the team win. Obviously I know in this league, you have to be, great, you know, to help the team win. And obviously we have players around that, you know, can change games, obviously, but I think as a group, I think, we should do better, obviously, for the fans, for us, to get the wins that we deserve and to show that we're a great team in this league.
Cool, cool. So now we're going to, you know, move on from these, like the serious questions, I guess. Yeah. And we'll get into the more light stuff. You know, we don't want to get all over the business, you know, of you. I know you're working hard and stuff like that. But last year, you know, there was a Memo bobblehead night, you know, and I have two questions for you because me and Rudy, you know, we weren't able to get one. So do you have any extra ones for us? Question number one. You know, just kidding. But question number two, you know, were you able to cop some for yourself? Where do you have them in your house if you do?
Yeah, I mean, I was able to get a few for some family members. Obviously, I had family members asking, you know, for, hey, can we get 20 for our family? We can give away. Can I get 20 here? So I'm like, relax. I might have a few for my immediate family. So yeah.
Hopefully then we're selling them on eBay, man.
Right. I know. So, I got a few for my family, for my fiance's family. I kept like two for myself. And obviously my son, I think he took off both of my legs or broke both of my legs. And I was like, yeah, I can't see myself like this. So I had to toss it. But no, it was super, super funny because they were like, is that the Joe Rodriguez bobblehead? Cause they said it looked more like Joe than it did me. So we always played like that in the locker room as well. It's like the Joe Corona bobblehead or the Joe Rodriguez bobblehead. So it was pretty funny.
Definitely.
The Corona inspired Memo bobblehead.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, you know,
that's funny.
But, hey, I'll go to the next question that I had. And obviously I mentioned earlier, we had Marcelo on and he mentioned that y'all tend to game, you know, together often. Obviously you have a little kid now, so it may be a little bit difficult that, or you may do it at 3 a.m. in the morning, you know, when he's teething. But what do y'all play the most? And, you know, be honest, who's better?
Yeah, I mean, we play a lot. We usually play every day. And I try to get my gaming in when he takes his naps. Now I used to play a lot before having a kid. Now I get to pick and choose my battles with him and also my fiance, you know, just don't want her to have all the hard work, you know, carry the back on Luca. So, we play Call of Duty, Apex and occasionally Fortnite. Fortnite was obviously the first game that we've started playing a lot. I would say I'm the best at all three. He would say he was probably better than me in Apex because he played the game a lot longer. But personally, you know, I'm not going to give it to him, but I'm better at, I think, anything I touch.
That's good, man. For the record, you know, he's better.
Yeah, exactly.
Shout out to Marcelo.
Yeah, so I guess, you know, the Memo, there, you've been a part of many of the Texas Derbies against FC Dallas. We know what those matches mean, right? Like you said, from being from Houston. Houston, Dallas, no matter the sport, no matter what, you know, there's always that rivalry. But you guys were able to experience playing the newbies, right? Austin FC, yeah. The 290 rivalry that some people want to call it. But, you know, how is that rivalry? And do you think it will get ever meaningful as like Frisco is?
And which one do you hate more? No, I'm just kidding. You don't have to answer that.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great rivalry. Obviously, their stadium is super nice and their fans are really engaged. My fiance and my mom wanted to go to the Austin game, but my mom and my aunt ended up going. And I was like, I think it was better if y'all went because it was super loud. I didn't think it would be that loud when I first went to the stadium, so it probably would have blew my son's eardrums out. But it was a great experience. Obviously, I think it'll grow as time comes. Obviously, they're new to the league, so you know, as soon as they get established, you know, maybe have the proper rivalry name for Houston and Austin. But yeah, but the Dallas ones are always special, always since the academies, you know, we always academy coaches from the beginning, you know, we have to be Dallas. Like, this is our main goal, like when we play them. So it's always been in my system, in my brain. That's all I know, that we had to beat Dallas. So, you know, every time we play them, it's a special game for us.
And kind of going more into personal, you, is there any, like, you know, obviously you score bangers, but is there any special bangers that you like? You're like, this is my favorite one. I'm gonna make an NFT of it and just kind of something like that.
Yeah, I think my favorite one was definitely the goal against Montreal. I think it was a left foot outside the box. I think that was one of my favorite ones. I think it was a great strike, obviously outside the box, upper 90. So it was a great feeling at home. So it was great. I think that's the best.
That one hurt for me, Memo, because that was the only game that I missed that season.
Oh, dude,
and dude, looking at it in highlights, I was like, I missed that goal.
Yeah. it was probably definitely my best one.
I had one similar. No, I'm just kidding. Never mind. I don't do that. but I have, with all the Palomino we talked, we had asked them if we could do a special celebration for us. And then, you know, we had hit up Fafi on Instagram, ask him if he could do a special celebration for us. And we have, you know, put together our minds and we came up with a celebration for Memo. So we were thinking, you know, maybe in this new year, you know, like we told Marcelo, it doesn't have to be the first one or the second one, but you know, if you were open to suggestions for celebrations, we have one for you. So, you know, giving honor to the bobblehead, maybe we were thinking, you know, you score another banger for us, you know, you put us 2-0 against Dallas or something like that. You know, you run to the corner and then you just act out your bobblehead. You know, stretch out your arms and just shake your head. What do you think?
Hey, I mean, that one's, I think it's, you know, I'm open to it. I think it's something new that I can add to my, you know, my back pocket, and, you know, there maybe you do it. It's not that hard. It's not too complicated. It's something simple. So you know, definitely take that in mind. If I pull it off one of these games.
Yeah. But it's not the floss from Fortnite, but you know, yeah. something.
Yeah, exactly. Nice. I still can't do the floss, and I've practiced it. There, so
let's be optimistic. Do it on your 20th goal. You know, when you score that 20th goal of the season, that's the one you do.
No pressure, by the way. No pressure. Yeah,
no, that's a lot of pressure there, but you know, obviously that's always the goal.
Yeah. And lastly, you know, with the new regime has spoken of mending some of the bonds of those youth academies in Houston to create, you know, pipelines to bring in more Memos, bring in more Palominos, you know, bring in more Juan Castillas to the first team. Do you think Houston could become, you know, a great export of talented players, you know, through the Dynamo, kind of like Philadelphia Union has done, or even New York Red Bulls?
Yeah, I think we have a lot of potential. Obviously, Houston's one of the biggest cities in the U.S., so I see why we couldn't be the biggest academy in the U.S. Obviously, you know, things change, club owners, you know, everything changes. So obviously with the new ownership and Pat, obviously in implementing the academy, I think they trained with us a lot last year. They brought in a lot of young players. I think when I was with the academy, you know, they would bring 2-3 players. Now the U23s, the U19s get that experience. You know, sometimes we play 11v11. On Tuesday, for example, just so we can get some game fitness in. And then obviously they get that experience and the exposure, seeing how fast the game is played at the next level. So I think that's huge for them, because they'll be prepared whenever, you know, they pick those 1 to 2-3 guys that they want to sign as homegrown contracts. And I think they'll know what to expect. Obviously, it still take time to break into the first team, because it took me a very long time and I was super patient, but kept working hard. So hopefully, you know, I inspire them obviously to become another Memo or better than Memo, because you always want to see this team excel with young academy alumni or graduates. So you always want to see the team and the academies, you know, mesh together to make that powerhouse academy around the world.
And just, you know, just kind of on that same wheelhouse, Well, we actually saw today that, you know, three guys from the U-17 were called up to the youth national team. And I think two guys were called from Houston, one from the academy and one from Rice, the club here in Houston. But, you know, just your thoughts on that MLS Next Pro or that Dynamo Dos, you know, you know, how do you see that?
Yeah, I think it'll be a good pathway, pipeline for young kids, especially young kids like Marcelo or Juan, who will not saying that they won't get minutes this year, but if they don't, obviously they'll get minutes there against good sides. Obviously, I was around when the reserve league was around, so maybe it's something like that. Get that experience, get that exposure, get game time, get game fitness that, you know, because you never know, injuries happen in the season. COVID now, obviously, you know, they might get caught upon it, you know, they might have to start right away. So they'll be ready. And I think it's a great way to, you know, like I said, a pipeline for the first team.
Yeah. So before I close it out, and again, thank you for your time, Memo. I do have one question that I just thought about. You know, even with the rough seasons, you know, that we talked about 2021, how encouraging was it to make it into that short list for the Gold Cup for the U.S., you know, that your name was there? You know, any thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, I think for every player that plays professionally, wants to be at the highest level, wants to be on the national team. And for me, that's the goal, you know, always. I want to be part of the national team, and, you know, hopefully this year goes well, goes as planned, the way that my ambitions, my goals are set. And you never know, you know, hopefully try to make it to the World Cup. I mean, that's a dream of mine. There's no stopping me. You know, I'm going to try my best that I can, obviously. But, you know, if that doesn't happen, there's always the next year. There's always four more years to make the World Cup again. And obviously, God willing, I'll still be playing. I'll be 30. Obviously, a lot of people are in their primes at that time. But like I said, that's a dream of mine, and I'm going to continue to strive for that goal because I want to be part of the national team.
No, I think we're with you, man, for sure. But Memo, any word that you want to give the Houston Dynamo fans, you know, since the season's close to start?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I say in a lot of interviews that, you know, before the season starts, you know, we always appreciate their support from day one. We've had a rough couple of seasons, and, you know, they're still with us. And it's tough for them. And I know that it's tough for them to come out to games, and, you know, especially last year with the frustrating season that we had. But, you know, I appreciate it from speaking for me and for the team. You know, we appreciate it from the bottom of the heart for them coming out and support us, and, you know, having that unconditional love for their club, no matter the circumstances. But hopefully there are better days to come, and, you know, super optimistic and positive for this year coming up, and hopefully we can turn things around for them.
Hey, Memo, thank you so much for jumping on with us today. We wish you nothing but the best this season, man. Hopefully we get to see that celebration, you know, 20 goals from now. But, you know, hopefully, too, you can maybe jump on later in the year with us, kind of see, you know, what the season's looking like, man.
Yeah, for sure. No worries. Thank you guys for having me. Anytime, you know, you guys are willing to chat, you know how to reach me. So, you know, it's always a positive talking to you guys. So, you know, anytime.